Coming up next on Chamber Amplified.
He's gotten a lot of support from just the community, like the mayor, mayor's office, and the University of Findlay. So, you know, it's great to see it to come to life and kind of just start off from just a little idea in his back pocket.
Welcome to the show. I'm Doug Jenkins from the Findlay-Hancock County Chamber of Commerce. On each episode of Chamber Amplified, we're examining issues impacting the local business community, from employee recruitment and retention, marketing, IT issues. It's really anything that can impact your business, both now or in the future, as you'll see today. Our goal is to give our members tips each week on at least one way they can improve operations and thrive in the current business environment. So we're heading into the Easter holiday weekend as we post this episode. Spring has already sprung. Allegedly, the weather might say differently, depending on when you're listening to this. With that comes a new baseball season. So why is that important to a podcast that focuses on business issues in Findlay and Hancock County? Well, one, we do talk a lot about big topics on this program, so I thought a lighter topic for the holiday weekend might be in order. But two, Great Lakes Summer Collegiate League Baseball is coming back to Findlay next summer, and with that comes opportunities for businesses, young professionals, Findlay area families, college students. There's a lot that goes into it. We're going to talk about that all today with Angela LaRosa. She's working with the team to get them started. Thanks again for tuning in. Remember, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, you can rate and review the show. It really does help spread the word. Now let's get into it. So let's jump into this. It's very exciting to get this collegiate league baseball brought back to Findlay, or to Findlay in the first place. How did this all kind of get rolling?
So it was an idea by our, I guess you can call him founder, Joe Fenimore. He calls it his little backyard project. It was just him and his buddies in his backyard. And, you know, he grew up loving baseball and he wanted to bring it to the area. He modeled it after Ohio University and their Copperhead. So, you know, that's kind of what our idea is here. And, you know, as he's gotten a lot of support from just the community, like the mayor, mayor's office, and the University of Findlay. So, you know, it's great to see it to come to life and kind of just start off from just a little idea in his back pocket.
It's very exciting. I think it's something that Findlay really needs. To get people familiar with what collegiate summer baseball is, though, how does the league work? What are some teams in the area? What does that look like?
So I know some of the teams, there's the Lima Locos, I'm still new to the whole idea, so I'm kind of learning as I go, but, you know, kind of what I've gathered is it's a group of, like, Great Lakes Collegiate, so they're college students who aren't technically being paid to play. They're keeping their NCAA,
Their eligibility, right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a group of kids getting together, playing ball, and you have teams across, like, the Great Lakes area. Again, I don't know all of them. I know Lima's in it. And then I know the Copperheads at Ohio University are in it. So
I think Grand Lake St. Mary's has a team. There's several around the area. And the only reason I know is I used to live in Lima and know of the Locos pretty well. And that's why I'm excited to see this brought here, because in Lima, they put together a really great environment for their games. And I think it's something that Findlay can absolutely do. Here's the great news is we don't have to do this tomorrow, even though we're kind of doing this in conjunction of Major League Baseball getting underway here when this podcast goes up. You've got a year to put all of this together. Right. What all has to happen between now and that first pitch being thrown out next summer?
So 2024 is kind of our groundwork year. So it's me and three other student, you can call us interns, we're student staff. So there's me, I am the director of social media. So I'm running all of our Facebook stuff and kind of getting the word out. We have our marketing director and then our manager and general manager, or assistant manager and then general manager. And we are, right now we're in the stages of getting our logo together, getting a website together, and just kind of, our groundwork to start up. So we have to, you know, get the space to play, get kind of just stuff you don't think about every day, like our stadium, our stuff like that. So right now we're just kind of, you know, slowly pacing ourselves, but by 2025, when, you know, we make our first pitch, we're going to have a whole team, we're going to have our coaches, we're going to, you know, hopefully have a great fan base. So it's something we're all looking forward to.
Well, I think it offers something for everyone. If you're just a hardcore baseball person, this is great because some of the kids you will see in this Great Lakes Summer Collegiate League, you'll see in the majors one day. I know that players from the Locos have received call-ups in the past and would anticipate that here in Findlay as well. So there's that for the hardcore baseball fan, but then there's just activities to bring families out. And then the part of this I really like is that, like you said, it's really kind of a student-run endeavor outside of Joe and his friends and kind of backing everything, which means I imagine you'll have kind of a focus on some young professional things to do too, to get, you know, that 20 something out to the game.
Yeah. A lot of Joe's idea is to get the students involved as much as we can be. He's there for our support, but he's not, you know, he's not leading the thing. It's the students. It's me. It's, you know, my colleagues, you could call them. And so we are, you know, so for me, as the director of social media, like I'm the one that's going to be managing our Facebook pages and making those like content based things. And, you know, as we get the ball rolling, getting more out there. And then our general manager, like it's so student ran and their idea to put the students, like to get us building our resumes and getting us real life experience. It's incredible.
And just to show how student-run it is, the general manager is also a baseball player at the University of Findlay, yeah. If I'm not mistaken. He was going to join us today, but because the way, you know, the weather never really likes spring sports in Ohio, right. They had a game rescheduled for when we were going to record this, so unfortunately he couldn't be here. But, you know, there's going to be that, it's a great experience for you in learning marketing roles. It's a great experience for them to learn a little bit about business and sports management. There's just all these different things that come in to make it a cool project, but ultimately it's got to be something that you want people to come to. So when you guys are brainstorming, like, all right, we've got the team, we're going to play at the Cube, we're going to get that all set up, that all will come together. But when you start to brainstorm, all right, how are we going to get people out of there? What are some of the things kind of bouncing around your head for that one right now?
Again, we're still in the very beginning stages. We have had one meeting so far, and that was when the tornadoes hit. So that was cut early.
Let's hope that's not an omen.
Yeah, hopefully not. But I mean, very early stages still. I mean, I have some of my own ideas that, you know, I still have to bounce off to the team. And I'm sure like our marketing guy is, you know, coming up with some ideas. So, you know, we don't really have anything set in stone yet, but I know that we have great ideas coming.
I'm looking forward to it. And again, like I said, I think it's something that Findlay will really gravitate towards, especially once it's going. And it's just something to do in the summer. You can go out there on a summer evening. There'll probably be some games going on in the Cube anyway that families can just stop by. Mm-hmm. So it's a great space for it, especially getting started. Timeline-wise, like you said, things are you've got a lot to go. What is like the very next thing that you want to get done before the next step can even take place?
We got to get our website going. Yeah. That's kind of our main thing. So, you know, we got to get the logo. We got to get the website. And then we still have to build our team. We're very early. It's something that just started getting rolling. I know a lot of the our student staff just had interviews like last month for this. So we're still, you know, between all of us still finishing school for the year and just kind of. I don't even finish. I'm at BG right now, and I don't even finish the semester until the end of April. So, our schedules are still all, you know, still got to figure that out to be able to work together. But, you know, as we kind of narrow down the line, we're going to get our logo, we're going to get our website, we're going to get our team, our coaches is, you know, next. And so, yeah.
Aside from the obvious draw for you that this is going to be a great experience for you in building a career and everything, what made this particular opportunity stand out to you as something that you wanted to take part on?
So I'm a journalism major at BGSU. I minor in advertising, but I grew up in Cleveland, basically. I'm from Amherst. We had the Lake Erie Crushers. So it wasn't I don't think it's collegiate, but it's, you know, minor league.
Right.
It was some, like, I loved our stadium. We had, you could buy like stadium seats, but we also had this big lawn. You could just bring like a lawn chair out and sit on the lawn and watch a game. You could watch it from the highway even. It was great location. So I grew up, you know, playing sports. I grew up watching sports and being able to kind of, you know, get my foot in the door in advertising. I've done journalism, you know, like I have that, but I haven't worked on my minor as far as internships. And so I saw this come across. I think it's a great idea. I've done a lot of nonprofit work, which is what we are. We're a 501c3. And so, you know, I think for me, like being able to work in a nonprofit and get something that off the ground is, it's just incredible to add to my resume.
I'm looking, again, really looking forward to it. You did mention that you guys are kind of staffing up. Is it going to be entirely student run, or is there opportunity for community involvement, or want to help out?
As of right now, we are student ran. I think once, you know, we get the ball rolling, we get games, we might be looking for like PA people, you know, people run the like scoreboards or and stuff like that. But as of right now, it's the bulk of it is just student. It's the four students. And then we have our, like, we have Joe Fenimore and we have Don Essex from the mayor's office. But yeah, right now it's student ran. Okay. It's student put together.
Makes sense. And of course, as you get closer, I'm sure area youth baseball teams will look to get involved some way, shape, or form too. And that'll be fun to have the area kids out there playing. So it's going to be an exciting time. And again, launching in 2025. So I guess, you know, it seems like it's a long time away, but as we're recording this, we're about, what, 2 weeks away from the eclipse or whatever. And when we first started talking about that, it seemed like it was a lifetime away. And here we are. So it'll probably feel like that for you as well.
Yeah, it'll come up here before we know it.
Angela, if people want to follow along with the progress and just see what's happening, what's the best way to do that right now?
Right now we have our Facebook. It's Flag City Sluggers. And that's kind of all we have so far. I know we're going to work on getting our Instagram rolling, getting, I think, a Twitter rolling and stuff like that. But we need a little time there.
All right. Sounds good. Angela, thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Thanks again to Angela for joining us. I know Lima's had a lot of success with the Locos over the years with promotions and bringing people to the ballpark and getting people together. Really looking forward to see what Findlay's able to do with that when they enter the league next summer. Chamber Amplified is a free podcast for the Findlay and Hancock County community thanks to the investment of our members at the Findlay-Hancock County Chamber of Commerce. Because of our robust membership, we're able to focus on providing timely information to the Findlay and Hancock County business community, run leadership programs for both adults and teenagers, and be an advocate for the area while also providing tools to help local businesses succeed. And if that sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, just let me know and we can talk about how an investment in the Chamber helps strengthen the community and your business. That'll do it for this week's episode. If you have any ideas for topics you'd like to hear on future episodes of the podcast, just send me an email, djenkins@findlayhancockchamber.com. Remember, if you're listening on a website like the Chamber of Commerce website, you can make it easier on yourself. Go to your favorite podcast player on your phone. Maybe it's iTunes, maybe it's Spotify, maybe it's something else. All you have to do is search for Chamber Amplified, hit subscribe, and you'll get every episode delivered each week. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the Chamber Amplified podcast from the Findlay-Hancock County Chamber of Commerce.